Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, my issue is religions are guised as tools that are supposed to make mankind better, but they bring out the worst in mankind. Who's to blame? If you want to join the discussion today, you can reach me at 347-326-9598 and tell me who you think's to blame. Or you can find me on Twitter at BlameGirls with an S. I'm on Facebook. My page is BlameGirl. You can comment on the thread about the show, which is pinned to the top of my Facebook. And I may read your comment. I may read your tweet. If you do other social networking. Oh, by the way, I'm also in Blog Talk Radio chat room, or at least I will be shortly. If you are on any other social networks such as Pinterest, Instagram, find me on there. And my blog is blamegirl.com. So please check me out. Yes, I have issue with religion today. It's caused me a lot of grief this week. And so I'm going to be talking about that a little bit. But what prompted me to make this my topic was last week when I did my show, I was a little out of it, and it was a weird day because at the beginning of the day, I woke up and I heard the news of the 12 journalists or the 12 Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo is a satirical magazine out of France, and I heard about 12 of their people being shot and killed to avenge the prophet Muhammad. So my heart was heavy when I did the show. So my show last week was not too hot, but that's why I'm talking about religion today. So I discuss a lot of things and do a lot of Facebook blogging. Those of you who follow me know that. And I immediately blamed religion, and I got so much pushback. People got so angry at me. I was being called an Islamophobe, a bigot, and it hurt. And I was just shocked because I was blaming religion. And if you do follow me, you know that I don't only blame one religion. But let's talk about that. So my issue again is that religions are guised as tools to make mankind better, but they are killing us. Who's to blame for this? Is it a specific religion that's to blame? You know, I got so much pushback because I was talking in this instance about Islam. But is it generic to Muslim violence? I say no, because this week also there was a story out of Central African Republic where Christians were killing Muslims. There was slaughter. Ethnic cleansing is what it was called. So, and this is all in within this week. So it is not specific to a religion. I also read about in India where Hindus, Christians are in India proselytizing to Hindus, and they're attacking them and killing them there. So, no, it's not specific to one religion. It was in this instant. And, oh, did I fail to mention that also within this week, Boko Haram went through Nigeria and killed 2,000 people. We already know that they took teenage girls and made them sex slaves. They're basically getting raped over and over again. So that is also Islam, but it's not generic to Islam. It's not unique to Islam. I'm going to take a caller.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? So religions are guised as tools to make mankind better, but they are killing us. Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? That's a very difficult question.
I was just on the topic about specific religions. Do you find it generic to a specific religion?
I'll be honest. I'm not a major religious guy, per se, but I think religion...
What religion are you?
What's that?
Are you religious or?
Well, people might assume I am. I mean, I go to church each Sunday. I mean, I consider myself a Catholic. I think one of the problems when religion gets influenced in people and and tells them, well, this is what it says. I mean, there has to be some exceptions to the rule when it comes to religion. I mean, that's just me.
What do you mean there has to be exceptions to the rule?
When I say that, like, my religion says, you know, certain things like women shouldn't be taking birth control, you can't accept gay marriage, stuff like that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Even though it does go against some of the teachings, I feel that, and this is probably why I lean more to the left, is people have the right to be happy, the pursuit of happiness. You know, our forefathers, and I'm going off topic when I say this, believe that they weren't Catholic. You know, and this whole country isn't a Christian nation. It's not a Catholic. It's a melting pot of a whole different cultural beliefs. I think part of the problem is, especially in the Congress, you have these old white Christian men, and you don't have much diversification. So this is the problem we have. I was so happy when I. What's up?
I said okay.
Yeah, I'm going off topic here. But that's just how I see it, and I'm so glad Obama won, because it makes it, you know, we have some different unique change here when an African American president won, you know. But I'm going off here.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting info guy. We're getting a little off topic though.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, sorry. But I've been wanting to say
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay. But so. What is it? Let me ask you the question like this. What is it that you think that makes members of your religion violent and oppressive? What do you think motivates them? Is it, do you think it's the religious text?
Probably. Because if people stick too much to the, you know, too much to religion, then it gets out of hand, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your call. I'm going to move the show along, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thanks for your call.
No.
All right, that was Info Guy. He's a regular caller. So, in that, I segued into religious texts. Do you think it's the religious text? Because if you look at the incident in France, the issue there was that this magazine, a satirical magazine, Charlie Hebdo, was drawing the Prophet Muhammad, and they had been warned and warned, and I think attacked, and then warned and warned not to do it. And these two French citizens walked in and shot and killed the Muslim security guard and much of the staff, gunned them down, and it was big news. It was big news. And then you hear about the Boko Haram attack, and that is bigger news, but you don't hear as much about that because, I don't know, it's brown people killing other brown people, maybe. So it's not as high up on the media's food chain. But I'm getting off topic. So back to religious text. Let me read you a common known verse from the Bible. I have my Bible right here with my name on it. It is Mark 13, I'll read 30 and 31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with thy mind and with thy strength. This is the first commandment. And second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. That's a beautiful verse out of the Bible, okay? And that's advice that you could take, and it will make you a better person. So it's this book that's telling you how to be a better person. But then you have other verses that tell you to do terrible things, such as wage war. And I have this article up on my Facebook. It's called, it's from All Things Considered. Is the Bible more violent than the Quran? And it says in this that the Bible is definitely more violent than the Quran and that they encourage genocide in the Bible. Give me one moment and we'll find. Okay, again, if you want to join the discussion, 347-326-9598. And it was... Give me one moment. I'm sorry it's taking me so long. I had it, and then I had to tell you the title. Okay, here we go. basically, they say that the Bible is, it encourages genocide, and it says, it had the Bible passage, and I can't find it right now. I apologize, y'all. I was prepared, and then, okay. Book 1 of Samuel, when God instructs King Saul to attack the Amalekites and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them, God says through the prophet Samuel, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. And here is the problem. You have God communicating through man, okay, with these religions, all these religious texts. You have God communicating through man. Okay, I'm going to take another caller.
And here is the problem.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you who's to blame. Religions are guys as tools to make us better people, right? But instead, they bring out the worst in mankind. Who's to blame for that? And I was just on the topic of religious texts. Or is it a specific religion? Who do you think is to blame?
Well, actually, both man and religion is to blame because of what's going on. Because of religion, you have all these types of different wars. And men are the ones that are fighting these wars. So both, to me, are at fault.
Yeah, that was my next part of my blame was going to be mankind. Are we just bad? Is that just, and religion brings out the bad in us and the good?
Well, not actually. Like for example, can I show you something if you let me?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you your name first. What's your name? I apologize.
Ma'am.
What is your name?
Oh, well, I was just saying that. For example, the Arab slavery, the slavery of the Arab was 1,500 years. You had the black population in slavery for 1,500 years in the Arab slave trade. So, of course, you know, being oppressed by the Muslims, the Arab world at that time, the Holy Quran was imposed upon them. And then after the Ottoman Empire fell and it collapsed, to Great Britain, now you have the Christians, the Christianity being forced and imposed upon them. And we're talking about, you know, Muslims first having them enslaved and indoctrinating them with the Holy Quran. And then you're talking about now the Christians have them in slavery and are indoctrinating them with the Bible. But the Bible is true. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. The Bible is true and honest.
Let me ask you this. So there is a problem, obviously, when religion mixes with state and it's imposed upon a people and you're forced to go with that religion. Is that kind of like what you're saying?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And the truth of the matter is that if you carefully read the Holy Bible tells you the secret of God and the mystery of God, and the reason why I know that the Holy Bible is true
Let me stop you. Hold on. What is your name,
ma'am?
What is your name?
Alameen.
Alameen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Alameen. I want to thank you for your call. I've got to wrap up. My show's about to wrap up. And so just listen in for the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. All right, Alameen. I didn't keep you on because I don't have time to argue with you, Alameen. But if you heard me, men write and they write them through saying that it's God talking to them. All these men, not just the men that wrote the Bible, the men that wrote the Quran, the Torah, and what's odd about those is that they're all related, and the beginning of all their books are literally the same. So, but just aside from that, any Hindu text, any other text, man wrote that. And they're saying that God is speaking through them. Who are we to believe? And I'm not trying to talk you out of following a religion. I myself, I'm agnostic. My spirituality is my own. I believe in something higher. I don't know what. I was raised in a Christian household, though. So, with that said, I think that these texts and man's own nature mixed together are just toxic. And that's why the title of my show is Man and Religion, for better or worse. And it does bring out, that's been my point this whole time. People always want to blame their good deeds on these books, but they don't. When someone does something bad and blames it on the book, they're not part of that religion all of a sudden. And I call BS on that. So anyway, thanks for listening in today. I don't know. We might need a part two for this. I had a couple callers today, and I didn't get to say a lot. But thank you to both of my callers. I really appreciate your feedback. And until next week.